First and foremost, I don't think it's any time to panic. We lost two football games by a total of, 4 points, when nobody really gave us a chance to win any of these games. So, you know, we don't really care about all of that. We just want to win them. We had numerous opportunities to close this football game out, whether it be on the defensive side of the ball, offensive side, or, you know, special teams just catching a punt, not allowing it to bounce inside the 10-5-yard line. So, you know, there's no need to panic. We just have to clean up the small mistakes. No, the NFL sets it up like this. If they don't have any expectations for you, they give you a bye week early. If they expect you to go to the Super Bowl, they give you a bye week late. So we understand that's the way that it goes. And, you know, this is where we fall since, you know, the Browns haven't won in a number of years. So, you know, it's the way it goes. You have to, you know, fight with your back against the wall. We understand that. So we're going to take our bye week right now and come back and hopefully run off a streak of wins. I'm very angry. It's one of the reasons I left the stadium the way I did, just left. Didn't even take a shower or anything. I'm very angry. It's because we don't know how good we are and how good we can be at. You know, and we have opportunities to close out these football games. No matter what the outside world thinks or the way they feel, we understand now that we can play with any team in the National Football League. And if you beat yourself, you make small, minor mistakes, they can tend to be big things on the football field. So once we clean that up, we should be right where we want to be. But until then, we're not going to take that step forward. And even that said, we still have opportunity to win the game with one more play. You know, so we understand that. We understand that we have a big game coming up against Tennessee when we come off our bye, and that's almost a must-have for us. It can be a quick fix if you get the right players to understand where they made the mistakes and not make the same mistake over. Can't continue to make the same mistake. We can't get cut out of our gaps. As far as DBs, we have to tackle. As far as linebackers, we can't go under blocks, so we can't just run through sometime and just abort what we're supposed to do. As defensive linemen, we can't get cut out of our gaps. Outside backers, we have to not play the pass and play the run. So it's a number of different people, but it's small things on each individual part. But if you don't tend to fix it, then it can be a big thing. So, you know, it's very, very fixable, but we just have to go in there and do it. The talent is in this room to win. Nobody doubts that. We don't doubt each other. You know, so it's in this room, and we're glad that our expectations are high. And going out there and competing and playing the way that we did in the first three games, our expectations should be high. And we deserve to get talked about when we don't go out there and execute and don't win football games nowadays. So we understand that. We have to execute. Expectations are high, and we're supposed to win. I think Joe's played good. I think that there's certain plays where he didn't do what, you know, he was expected to do. I mean, you go back to Jimmy Graham catching a touchdown. You go back to last week, and I think that it's a microscope on these plays, mostly because they come in big times in the game. But if you go and check out, you know, the other 66 plays that he had, he played them to the best of his ability and almost flawless. It just comes down to those plays to where somebody expects you to make that play, and he didn't make it. So, you know, I would rather have Joe Hayden on this team than any other cornerback in the National Football League. He didn't make any excuses. He doesn't come to the meeting room pouting, practice pouting. He come out there with a determination like today. If you'd have seen the way he practiced today and the plays that he made, and you would feel like you would have no issues with him at all. So, you know, I don't have an issue with him. You know, he didn't make that play. And I guarantee you that, you know, majority of the season, majority of those plays he'll make. So, you know, we're not worried about that at all. You have to. And that's this league. That's the National Football League. You know, the spotlight is always on you. The microscope is always on you, especially being a high-paid cornerback in the National Football League. You're going to have that spotlight on you, and they expect you to make those plays. So, you know, he's the first to know, and he's harder on himself than anybody else could be or anybody that writes about him can be. You know, he understood that, you know, it came down mano a mano, and that's the play that he has to make. He took ownership of it, and I guarantee you that, you know, for the rest of the season, he's going to be out there. He's going to make those plays, so. You know, it's tough. As a defensive back in National Football League, not only on the outside corner, you have to have a short memory. Because guess what? When we go out there against Tennessee, you better believe that they're going to have a speed guy out there that's going to want to run a fade or a double move on them to keep that streak going. And I tell Justin Gilbert the same thing all the time. Until you fix these things, they're going to continue to come back and haunt you. And National Football League, nobody's going to have any pity on you. Nobody's going to care. You know, they want to go out there and they want to win. They're professional athletes, and their job is to make plays also. So, it's not going to go away until he makes it go away, and he understands that. One of the toughest guys mentally and physically in the National Football League, so he'll be all right.